I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life: mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. Hi hackers, I want to start by saying that recently I was introduced as a hope dealer, and that was incredible, a hope dealer, that I could possibly give someone hope that is unreal. And then I was speaking to a friend and he said to me that hope is flimsy, hope is not strong like faith. What you want to have is faith. So today's episode is about hope versus faith. And I've always believed that hope is important. One of my all-time favorite quotes is, "Where there is life, there is hope." But I feel like hope is flickering. It's a flickering kind of light, whereas faith is strong. It's a strong, solid light. So hope is important, but it needs to lead to faith in order for it to be substantial and sustain us. Hope can be fleeting. Faith is lasting. And that's what I wanted to share my revelation on this today, because hope is still important. It's a beautiful thing. But we need to have faith. It needs to go from hope to faith. To have hope is one thing. To have hope is good and it's important, but it can only take you so far, because hope has to be tested, and hope I don't think can last long term. Where there is life, there is hope, but if continued life, why do people still end their own lives if where there is life, there is hope? They were still alive, but they didn't have any hope left. So I still think that's a beautiful quote and it's valid, but I think that what there needs to be more of is faith, and more emphasis on having faith. And having faith takes more than having hope. Having hope is kind of an idea, whereas faith is a knowledge and a certainty. And that is sustaining, and that will sustain you. So I was having a conversation with a man I just met this evening on the phone, and he is a high income earner in a MLM, and he's a well-traveled speaker and does lots of, like, I aspire to be a speaker myself, so he does speaking gigs, and I think that's quite cool. And we were discussing this because I was calling myself a hope dealer, because I thought that was pretty powerful. And he said to me that if he just had hope when he began his journey in his MLM company, he doesn't think he would have made it. He had to have faith. This hope was the beginning. That was the spark. But the spark had to turn into the flame of faith. And seeing that he had faith in the people that he sponsors. He had faith in his sponsors, and they had faith in him, because he couldn't have faith yet. He had the hope, not the faith yet. But as he got the results, then he started to build that faith and build. And then he could have faith in others, because he saw it happen himself, so he could have faith that someone else could do it while they could only have hope. Does that make sense? So I think that hope is the child. Say that hope is the child, and then faith is the adult. Maybe hope should grow into faith. And so, what is my purpose here? My purpose is really just to share with you this revelation. And I hope that it will trigger you to when you have a hope, to strengthen that hope, because hope is a spark, and it's an important spark, because without a spark you can't have a flame. But it needs to be fed, and it needs to be nurtured and cared for and grown so that it can develop into a flame of faith. So hackers, it's another short one again tonight, and that's all I have for you. Enjoy your evening. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do. Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you.